Hello, this is Wildcards, the show where you vote for what we talk about. And it's hump day Wildcards recording, which has never been done before, at least not under my reign of terror, iron fist. I don't know what we call it, but we're all going to have a lovely time anyway. We've got John Gibbons, we've got Phil Blundell, we've got Mo Stewart, and we've got Siobhan Began, who teased us with some chat about a very sexy chicken-based lunch that she had, but didn't go into detail about the contents of the order. Siobhan, do you want to just tell us a little bit about your lunch just to get us warmed up?
Walk you through it. So started off with a boneless banquet box, which is small popcorn chicken, a couple of mini fillets, and you know, a side, a dip, etc. So I got that with gravy and garlic mayo dip, 7 Up, and then I got, for the sides, for emergency purposes, I got a toaster twister wrap, 2 hot wings, and some Tennessee bites.
Not just my friend, but also my hero. Incredible. Truly incredible.
17 quid, which I think is a really good measure of how good it is. £17. But at least I didn't rob it off someone else, eh, Mel?
I'm saying nothing here.
Given across the Zoom platform.
Hey, if life gives you Chinese, Mo.
I'm sorry. I had no control over this delivery. It was put into my lap. What am I supposed to do? Like, I, unlike most people here, genuinely thought about giving it back. Right? And I don't know. I mean, all you can say is that the standard of delivery at that place is actually quite good because he was so quick. He didn't even give me a chance to say, wait, this is not my food. And he was already gone. So
I'll never stand up in court. That will never stand up.
Do you reckon it was someone who used to live there, Mo? Because I've done that before, ordered food to a house he used to live in.
It might be. Maybe they haven't used the app in a while and they just kind of had their old address or something. I don't know. I'm most likely thinking that they just got the address wrong and by the time they realised it was too late. So, you know. It was nice food. What am I going to say? It was nice food.
At least you had a nice time. Well, we're about to have a nice time talking about LFC Current. And your options were top 4 chances on 30%. Found on the board, 30%, but the winner was Ozan Kabak with 38% of the vote, because I'd imagine, John, people want to talk about how he's been quite a bit better than we might have anticipated watching him in the first couple of games. And, I mean, I guess the question to kick it off with is it going to be a permanent thing? Do you reckon we're sorted now and we don't need him? What's the future for Ozan Kabak within Liverpool FC?